Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody cares that you are there. You are relevant. Does it mean that you're important? We may want to take a look at that. Because when we say that you're important, important to who? Important to what? It all depends on how you look at it, and it depends on how it's made up. So we're going to talk about that tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. So I hope y'all ready on this Power Monday. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like a real man should too. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752. With this your daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. Y'all feeling, man? Y'all good? Good on this Monday? With the work on this Monday? With the school and work on this Monday? I mean, what we talking about? What we doing? You know what I'm saying? If you go to school, if you're in school, or if you have a job, then staying relevant may be something that you have to do. You know, in show business, staying relevant is very important because,
You know, like, if nobody cares about your music, if nobody cares about your movies, if nobody likes, if nobody is interested in seeing you, you know, then they won't buy your records. They won't go see your movies. They won't patronize your image to the point where other people will want to hire you, give you money. So it can have a direct effect on your bottom line, a direct effect on your bottom line. And that's why, you know, staying relevant in showbiz is kind of like an important thing. It's kind of like an important thing. It's not really something that you can blow off. Some people try to blow it off, but they bite the bullet. If you've worked a long time to perfect your craft, if you're a singer, or if you are a rapper, or if you are an actor or a comedian or whatever, you want to make sure that the people who are spending money on that scene in that area are looking for you, like, yo. And it's not even about your talent. That's the crazy thing about show business that a lot of people who aren't in show business don't understand. It's not about your talent. It's not the best person. It's not the best singer who sells the most records. And if you don't believe that, think about whoever your favorite singer is. I'm talking about your favorite singer, not necessarily your favorite artist. But think about who your favorite singer is, the one that you think can sing better than a lot of people think that they can sing. It's probably not the one that sells the most records. Probably not. Doesn't mean that they don't sell any records. I'm not saying that. But it's probably not the person who sells the most records. The one who sells the most records are the ones who get that promotion. They get that push. Somebody has decided that they are relevant. Somebody has decided, we are going to push this project. We're going to work on this project. We're going to make sure that everybody sees this project. And we're going to make sure that everybody wants to see this project. And that is relevant in show business. So, yeah, when you are relevant, or when you're trying to stay relevant in show business, yeah, you want to do that because it's going to affect how much work you get and how much money you'll get. Simple as that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll win a lot of awards. See, that's the funny thing about show business. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your accolades. Because if you are important to the public, that's all that really matters. People buying your records, that's what matters. People coming to see your shows, that's what matters. People buying tickets to your movies, that's what matters. People are demanding you. You have fan mail. People are writing into your record company or to your production studios. They're saying, we want, they're going to promoters like, we want to see. The thing about that whole staying relevant thing in show business is it can make you or break you. Because in show business, you don't often control your own destiny. Unless you're totally independent. Like if you're a singer or a rapper and you sell your own records, you press up your own, you record your own, write your own, press up your own records and distribute your own records. Yep. You are a one man company or however it goes. And yeah, you don't have to worry about people, or you don't have to worry about the machine turning you on or shutting you off. You've made it without them. And that's the best way to make it. But a lot of people don't make it that way. Most people make it by getting signed by a company that will invest in you. You know, like if it's a record company, you find a record company that will invest in you because they believe that you can make them a whole lot of money. They're not going to push your project for any other reason. But once they decide that you're not playing ball, they will play around with your relevance. So where you used to look important and feel important to the culture, they will start to pull back. And there are treacherous things that can happen to somebody that's in show business when it comes to whether you have been playing the game or not with the machine. So there have been plenty of people who were doing well and were on their way up. And they pissed somebody off. They pissed somebody off that had the ability to sign those checks or make sure those checks were distributed. And they just silently got rid of your ass, put you to the side. you know, we hear a lot of we hear Dave Chappelle and you know, other brave artists talk about how they didn't want to put on a dress and they said they wasn't going to do it. I said, why do you need a black man to put on a dress to be funny? Why don't you get a black woman to put on a dress and be funny? Like, I honestly, I don't understand that shit. I don't think that shit is funny. Or that Big Mama's House, that Madea shit. I don't think it's funny at all. But I'm alone. I'm not totally alone in that. But evidently, millions of people believe that it is funny, and they push that envelope. But it means more. It means a lot to certain artists not to do that, and that means that they don't play ball, and it also means that they can have their shit shut down. So you wonder, how come such and such isn't in any movies anymore? And you'll find out that they was blackballed in the industry. But of course, the industry will never admit that happened. They'll say, oh, well, you know, they'll make up some other kind of excuse, but you'll be long gone and out in the cold by the time your truth comes out. Because you may not be relevant enough to get on the talk shows to be able to tell your truth. So it goes down like that. What's going on? Naturalista Rap. Naturalista Rap is all up in the house. How you doing, Miles? Good to see me, some you. Oh, you know it's T-R-U with the E. It's good to have my eyes on you, Naturalista. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. That's like my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on now. It's always good to see you on my sights. That's without a doubt. Brown Eyes on the Instagram side. Good to see you. Thanks for coming through with the slide. And Dainty. Dainty but Dangerous. What's going on, Dainty but Dangerous? Good to see you. Thanks for sliding on through. Appreciate me some. You and World of something travel. What's up, World of? What was that? World of? Maybe if I put my glasses on. Yeah. World of IGP? IGP travel? Okay, cool. And Emily Dunlap is on that side too. Thanks for coming on with the platforms times two. Some cherry, Cinderella, Dana. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. It's Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. So y'all understand what I'm talking about. So when we talk about trying to stay relevant, I'm out here. Hold on, I ain't got my clothes on. Hold on, my fault, y'all. Yeah. My gear. Hold on. I'm out here talking about some trying to stay relevant. I'm over here naked. Yeah, well, you know, getting naked allows a person to stay relevant in the industry. And I'm not even playing around with that. A lot of times in show business, a person will, you know, women will show their ass, literally. Show their titties, literally. Because sex sells. It does. But you only have one body to show. And once you've shown the whole thing, it's not that big of a deal. But, at the same time, you may have built up enough notoriety, enough of your fan base. If you couple that with talent, there are certain people who did it without talent, like Cardi B. I don't consider her to have a lot of talent, but, you know, she was a stripper and she promotes that. That's part of her story, her struggle. And these chicks out here really be going for it. Oh, she's so real. I'm talking about chicks my age, which I really think is strange. I mean, if it was the young girls, if it was only the young girls feeling that way and talking that way and expressing that, that would be one thing. But I hear women my age, I'm talking about late 40s, early 50s, late 50s. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with Cardi B. She be spitting that shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's garbage. But hey, it is what it is. If you show your body, you pull out your titties, you know what I mean? You pull the cock out, or should I say the crotch out, or should I say whatever, it's going to work. You know, you look at like Lizzo, big girl, ain't scared to take it off. She don't give a fuck. She actually does give a fuck, but, you know, she's doing what she knows will get her the attention and the relevance that she seeks. She just happens to have talent on her side because the girl can sing. She just employs a bunch of other, you know, foolish tactics in order to get her shit off. You know, she just employing a whole lot of foolish tactics to get her shit off, yo. But, you know, that's on her. And let me put it this way. One day, we'll just see what happens with that, because when you sell yourself out in order to stay relevant for a particular time period and a particular game for a particular reason, you kind of see what happens. G-Baby 0801. What's going on, G-Baby? Good to see. I said, it's good to see me some. You and Will Horn coming through. Thanks for coming through. I'm glad to see both of you work. So, yeah, we're talking about trying to stay relevant tonight. And the reason I wanted to talk about this trying to stay relevant tonight is because this is not just a showbiz thing. Sure, I wanted to give y'all the perspective of people in show business and how it can affect their bottom line, how it can affect, you know, what movies that they're in or how many movies that they're in or how many people come to their shows or whatever. Yeah, it looks like you're talking about staying relevant or trying to stay relevant in terms of, you know, how much money you will make or how important you are. But it doesn't necessarily always mean that you are important. It kind of does, but it doesn't mean that you'll be important as far as the culture is concerned or as far as the people who are participating are concerned. Like, you may like an artist, it doesn't mean that you think that they're important. You know, I mean, haven't you liked songs or artists that you still wouldn't buy their albums? Like, yo, that was a pretty good song they put out. I ain't gonna buy these shit, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. They're getting spins on the radio. Well, you may have liked their role in a particular movie or something like that. But when show business people, when celebrities are trying to stay relevant, that means that they were relevant for a particular time, and now they're trying to hold on to their status because that will secure them the bag going forward. They're trying to make sure that tomorrow the phone is going to ring. Tomorrow they still get to do their thing. Tomorrow they will be a queen or a king. Tomorrow they're going to be all right on the scene. Tomorrow, yo, I'm going to go to this photo shoot and make sure that I'll get the boot. And make sure that I secure that bag. And make sure, even if I gotta put out a rumor of being a fag. Yes, real shit. Gay rumors actually keep people relevant these days. It used to ruin people's careers. You know, or so people thought. You look at somebody like Luther Vandross. Stayed in the closet his whole career. You know, Luther Vandross was gay, but his boyfriend never told on him. No tell-all books, no interviews, no nothing. But he was gay. Ain't no way around it. Ain't no denying it. So, you know. Now you come out as bisexual or gay or whatever, and people be like, yes! Yes, you're out the closet. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Speak your truth. Instant relevant because of your sexual orientation. It's wild. But aligning yourself with groups like the LGBTQ will help you to stay relevant. And in staying relevant as a celebrity will get people to patronize you, and you'll get that money. You will get the money. Queens get the money. Word. Do y'all understand what we're talking about? So, if we understand how staying relevant plays out in Hollywood, now we have to see if we understand how staying relevant, excuse me, y'all, plays out in your regular life. Why are people running around here, regular people running around here talking about trying to stay relevant or not saying it, but you can see that they're practicing it? People out here on the internet doing all kinds of crazy shit for attention, yo. And I thought it was, I didn't really have a particular perspective on it until I actually saw some people's statuses, and I was like, oh, this shit is real shit. And I heard certain people admitting that they didn't think anybody gave a shit about them on the internet. So they would post certain shit to get people to start talking about them. Instant relevance. Now, is that how they get friends? Like, do they consider people that they don't know on the internet to be their friends? And does it matter to them? Because it might not matter to them. It might only matter to them that they're looking, that they're getting the attention that they're seeking, because they are attention seeking. I see these chicks every day on they little Facebook stories, Instagram stories. They bearing all. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck are you doing this for? But to them, they like, yeah, well, at least people are interested in me. At least people, come to my page. At least people request me as a friend. At least I'm relevant. Like, I'm, people care about me. So they playing by the numbers. But what did the numbers mean to them? Because they not getting paid. Well, everything ain't for money. Everything that people do is not for money. Some people don't care as much about the bag as they care about the light. Like, listen, just give me love. I'm just here for a little bit of love. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. A little bit of love is all it takes. Hey. I mean, whatever floats your boat, I guess you could say, but it seems a little self-destructive to me to be out there, putting yourself out there to people who may not really give a shit about you. I mean, if you're a woman and you showing everything online or whatever, and you just, dudes gonna want to fuck you, and don't worry about that. They're going to want to do that. They want to do the nasty with you. But do they want to be with you? Do they want to hear anything that you have to say? Do they care about your head or your heart? Maybe not. There may be some people who do. But are you clouding the vision of that person that may actually be really, really genuinely interested in you by trying to stay relevant? You're doing all of the things to bring in the world. And not doing anything to bring in the one. So it's interesting how you're trying to stay relevant. But the one that you may really be relevant towards, you are sort of pushing them away because you're too busy trying to make sure everybody else is looking. Hey, we like to party. We like to party. That type of shit. So, trying to stay relevant, though. You're trying to stay relevant, trying to stay important, trying to stay essential. Now, at work, yeah. Yeah, you might need to stay relevant in order to keep your position at work. You might need to make sure that you do a job that's good enough or at least marketable enough so that your employers will say, nah, we can't fire such and such or lay off such and such or decrease such and such as pay because we need them around here. They do a job that nobody else can do. But I've seen people, I don't know about y'all jobs, but I've seen people swear their job would never fire them or anything because they know how to do something at their job that nobody else knew how to do. And guess what happened to those people? Each and every one of them that I know of that spoke like that got fired eventually. I wasn't like, yeah, good for you. Aha, that's what you get. I hate to see anybody lose their job, especially if you didn't do anything to lose your job. But you got to get off your high horse. But they did understand their relevance to their position at work. But they may have overstated their relevance. They may have overstated their relevance. Will Horn says social media is is the reality TV of now. I mean, way worse than you think. I mean, this shit is scripted and everything. It's crazy. G-Baby says people are insecure with themselves and need validation to feel good about themselves. That's true. It is self-destructive. Oh, fired. Yeah, that's word. Fired. That shit is crazy. You know, it's a little disheartening to see somebody who really thought that they couldn't be fired straight get that pink slip, get called into the office or whatever, or they hold that meeting and they go into the meeting, but they don't really come out of that meeting. Yeah, I seen them go in. They ain't come out. Well, they came out, and they came out for good. Never seen again at that job. It was RZA. Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Okay. Let me fix this here. Let me fix this here. Wow, wow, so, yeah. So at work, yeah, I could understand somebody trying to stay relevant. But what you do in order to stay relevant, that's what's going to separate the men from the boys. You know, you ain't got to put yourself out there like that, looking all crazy. You ain't got to jump through fiery hoops in order to make somebody notice you. Just make sure that whatever you do is strategic enough. Try to think ahead. Try to keep your relevance to the point where you're still respectable. And that's where the breakdown comes a lot of times. You want to be relevant, but do you want to be respectable? Or do you want to be respected? Have you done enough to be respected? Brown Eye says, nowadays, it's hard to tell who is really gay, because some play homosexual parts. Yeah, I seen some of them play homosexual parts in real life. I'm like, yo, I don't see no cameras, no lights, no crew, no director, no nothing. Nobody yell cut, nobody yell roll them, nobody yell nothing. You just out here kissing men, and you a man. What you doing? What you doing? I'll tell y'all about the first time I ever saw a man kiss a man. All right, so check it out, right? Hold on. So the first time I went to California, right? So I went to California. I told this story on the show before, but I'm gonna just give you all the short version. I went to California and I found myself in East LA. I didn't know. I never been to California before. So when I booked the flight and I booked the hotel and all of that, I didn't know what the shit was. All I knew was that it was at a Best Western, and the Best Western was right across the street from this casino. So I was like, I'm thinking like, this would be kind of dope. You know, being, you know, at night, it was a nice hotel, and it was right across the street from a casino. So I was like, I'll go gamble, you know, when I come back from sightseeing and all of that shit, because I went out there by myself, 1997. So I met this girl who worked at the hotel. So the girl at the hotel, you know, she was cool and everything. I was like, listen, you know, can we go out, you know, and show me around? Like, you know, I want to go to the hood, go to South Central or whatever, you know, take me to a place where I can be around regular motherfuckers, because I was in East LA. And if y'all know anything about LA, East LA is where all the Mexicans live. I was like, it ain't no black people out here in California. All that shit I've been seeing on TV is a lie. Ain't no black people. I was in East LA. It wasn't no black people. It really was all Mexicans. So anyway, so me and a girl go out on this Saturday night, and she took me to a place where it was ladies' night. I was like, oh, ladies' night? On the East Coast, ladies' night mean girls get in free. That's what ladies' night means on the East Coast. It means that the girls get in free, the dudes pay, and everybody be up in there. I'm buying drinks and I'm dancing. I'm rubber dubbing. I'm grinding on your ass. I'm trying to take you to the IHOP after work and get some ass that I was rubbing on. That's what ladies' night means on the East Coast. On the West Coast, ladies' night means some gay shit. So it was chicks in there. You know, they lap dancing with studs. And I trust me, I don't use the word studs because I don't like that word for women. A stud is a man who fucks a lot of women. That was some gay. I mean, that was some slave shit, you know, to keep the production of more slaves. It's actually a horse. Anyway, so she takes me to the lesbian club. I was pissed. I mean, it was men in there, but they used to seeing the chicks doing it. I'm like, nah, this ain't the move. So we had to get on up out of there. Like, I was mad as shit at Shorty too. Like, yo, man, what's wrong with you? Little skinny brown skin, John. She was cute. She was cute and all that, but she wasn't really. I mean, she was. So I was like, no, we going to a regular club. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm driving around LA. I'm driving around Hollywood. I'm like, listen, we gonna find us a club. No, we ain't find a club. So we went to this burger spot, and we standing in line to get the burger, whatever. I had calmed down by this time. You know what I mean? I just stopped being mad at the joint. I was literally mad at the joint, like corny ass joint. I mean, like what you gay to? Fuck, that's what you went to? Nah. So we in line at the burger spot. These two dudes in front of me, with two gay dudes, they started kissing. I yelled out, yo, what the fuck? No. I yelled out, oh my God. Yo, everybody in line looked at me like, oh, he ain't from around here. See, in 1997, all of this openly gay shit wasn't going on the East Coast. Now, like, you might see two dudes. Actually, I still don't see dudes drawing like that. I don't. I don't see gay men drawing like that. Now, the girls, they be damn near fucking down the subway, and the young girls, you know, high school girls, they be, I don't know what the fuck. So anyway, so that's what happened to me. That's the first time I ever saw two men kissing. I was like, oh my God. Like, what the fuck? We just came from the lesbian joint. I can't find a regular club with regular straight people in it. I got your little thin, you know, shiesty ass from Long Beach. I gotta drive this chick back to Long Beach. I mean, he said, like, Long Beach, I gotta get on the 710 freeway. I'm like, So we went back to the hotel. She was like, well, I don't really feel like going all the way home tonight. Can I just spend the night with you? I was like, oh, and you got the nerve to what? After all of this, and you want some dick? Good luck. I really didn't do it to her either. I was disgusted by you. I was so fucking pissed off. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was pissed. I'm like, yo, here I am over here in LA. I'm turning down some ass. I'm like, no. You can. But I ain't make her sleep on the couch though, cause she was like, well, "You want me to sleep on the couch?" I was like, "Nah, you ain't gotta sleep on the couch. So you can get in the bed with me." I ain't never do no shit like that before. I was totally turned off by Shorty. Totally, like, trying to stay relevant. People out here on the internet trying to stay relevant. They need that attention. It's something that eats at them. It's real shit. They on Instagram laughing at me. Look, man, I'm trying to tell you, this shit was real. This shit was real. I was pissed. It took me a while to get over that shit. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, y'all? Ansel Jones says, my brother Ansel Jones, what's going on, my brother? He says, the military won't give you special assignments, deployments to advance your career. Well, how do you stay relevant in the military? Like, do you take special forces training, or do you have to be cleared in order to take special forces training? Like, if you want to be a Navy SEAL, I'm sure you just can't be like, yo, I want to be a Navy SEAL. It don't work that way. If you want to be a Green Beret, you can't just be like, oh yeah, 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 I'm gonna be a Green Beret. How does it work? How does it work, Ansel Jones? My brother Ansel. Narcissus says, emasculation of the black male. Yeah, yeah, with that, you know, put on the dress shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but trying to stay relevant, it's funny because those stories of emasculation in showbiz will now get you a secure bag for you. You know, like, and it's not even just in show business. You see how on social media, some people will take off all their clothes or do something sexual, spread rumors, or do something crazy in order to stay relevant in their eyes. But, you know, a lot of people just do the boo-hoo thing. Some people play the depressed role in order to stay relevant.
Oh, 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 woe is me. Everything is fucked up. I'm depressed as fuck, see?
Yo, yesterday was worse than today, and tomorrow's going to be worse than today. Hey, somebody come over, tell me it's going to be all right, and tell me that I'm cute tonight. And somebody please tell me that I shouldn't be alone. Somebody ring my motherfucking phone. And somebody get in my inbox and get put this shit on lock. Somebody give me the cop. Somebody please understand that I'm fucked up for real. And I'm going to put out another stat to tell you how bad shit is. I don't even give up the cat. I ain't got nothing going on for myself. I ain't even got good health. Hey, yo, my mama just died 10 years ago. Yeah, my mama just died 10 years ago. And my daddy died 15 years before that. But it's like fresh in my mind. Fuck it. Hey, yo, come on, son. Listen, I ain't trying to downplay anybody's loss. But we all take a loss. And losing people is a part of life. It's the cycle of life. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm not saying that people shouldn't take it hard, but what I am talking about is how people put that out on the internet. You're not going to be able to have friends on the internet that have not lost anybody. Everybody done lost a friend, a brother, a sister, aunt, uncle, grandmother, father, mother. Everybody loses people, but some people use that as a crutch. And I'm worthless. And I'm worthless. Don't nobody like me. And I'm worthless. At the same time, you showing your ass too. I'm like, I don't really get it. So you depressed, so you pulled your titty out? I don't know, man. Trying to stay relevant. Real shit, though. Trying to stay relevant. I mean, a lot of people out here doing that. But staying relevant to who? Who are you staying relevant? Like, are these people cutting you a check? And I'm not saying that the only thing that matters is money, but damn, if I'm going to show... Listen, if I ever pull my dick out on the internet, you can best believe I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid. Look, I need 1,000 subscribers. I know I could get it tonight if I pull my dick out. But like, damn, then what? Then what? You know what I'm saying? Then what? Like, all right, well, at least if a woman pull a titty out, she still got an ass that she can show, and she still got a pussy that she can show. A man pull his dick out, that's it. Like, you can't pull your dick out and then be like, oh, I'm going to just show you my pecs. Like, nah, dude. You already 100%. It's all downhill from here, son. Hey, yo. And let that be, and listen, Nars and Ansel, I'm talking to you right now because y'all are the only brothers that I could see. Whatever you do, don't let these chicks in your inbox and all of that coax you into putting your dick out on the internet. Trust me, these women out here are very predatory. They get you to show your dick on the internet, and then they just want to cast you aside and treat you like a fucking regular piece of man meat. After you showed them your man meat, you know, then they want to act like, you know, they don't love you as much. Oh, you just pull your dick out in front of anybody on the internet. You don't know me. I could have been catfishing you. Be careful, brothers. Find more positive ways to stay relevant. You know, teach something, show something, be something, learn something. You know what I mean? You know, take a youth under your wing and develop them and show them how to make it out here in this cruel world. Don't show your dick on the internet. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. No, no, no. I'm only being real. I'm only being real. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them. Because, I mean, these chicks out here, they will. They're coaching. You know what I mean? You know, just show me a little something. I'm trying to see something. What the mouth do? What the mouth do? It talk. You watch my show. The mouth talk. Look, I've been words, letters, diction, vernacular, language, vocabulary, idioma, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Brown Eye says, today is my deceased son's birthday. He would have been 34. I've been almost... It had been almost 6 years, and it still hurts like hell. I mean, I can understand it. But think about it. Had I not asked you about that, you wasn't going to just, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people use their pain. I can understand crying out for help. But some people use their pain as just a way to get attention. And that it gets old. Because don't nobody really, listen, man, you know, I don't mind comforting people. You know, and I want to see people as comfortable as anybody does, but come on, man. You know what I mean? At some point, we have to concentrate on the healing. You're going to have to heal at some point. You don't want to heal? You want to stay that way? But peace to you, Brown Eyes, for real, you know what I mean? Like, we talking about the cycle of life. Your seeds dying before you fucks up the cycle of life. It really does. And that's whether they die tragically or they get sick or whatever. It's the for a mother or a father, it doesn't really matter, you know, because it's just not supposed to be that way. The older are supposed to die before the younger do. It just doesn't always turn out that way. Not all women do that. Hell, we all need to be cautious sending nudes to men as well. Because some of y'all women, y'all just show y'all body so we'll show you ours. Nope, not going for the okie doke no more. Nope. No more strip poker on Messenger. Nope, not for me. I'm through with you. Let me see. Wait. Let me see that shit. Anreba 07. I hope I'm saying your name wrong. Right, and I really don't think I am Anreba 07. Sorry if I messed up your name, but I still want to acknowledge you. And my big sis, Robin Ming, is all up in the house. Mona Guerra says, they should just be themselves. I want to be relevant to me. I understand that. Carol Chambliss says, attention seeking, no doubt. No doubt. And so Jones says, do a job nobody else wants to do. Okay. Unless you own your own business, everyone is expendable. Man, you ain't never done lied. Cherry says, I feel like if somebody cares about my social media, if somebody cares about my social media sites, then they not for me anyway, because I'm a real person in real life. Social media is only a slice of me. Understandable. Okay. It says that and so even then the big boss isn't coming to shake their hand. Word. Carol Chandler says some people kiss up and try to stay relevant on jobs. Just do your job well and go home. Now, you would think that if you just did your job well and, you know, kept your nose clean, then you would stay relevant at work. And normally it does work out that way. Sometimes, though, you know, sometimes people don't like you because you do a good job. You know, they may feel like their job is in jeopardy because of the job that you're doing. And it's funny because sometimes it can happen in a non-competitive market. Like, my job doesn't even have anything to do with your job. But maybe that person is so used to being relevant on a job. They so used to being the man or the woman at the job. They so used to being Mr. or Mrs. Personality and popularity that you come through and all you have done was, you know, be nice, be cordial, and do your fucking job, and everybody is gravitating towards you and they don't like it. So now they throwing salt, they throwing shade and trying to make you look bad. And unfortunately, sometimes they have enough influence for it to work. So you're trying to stay relevant. They're trying to stay relevant and they're in competition with you. You may not even be trying to stay relevant. You may be trying to get relevant because you may be new at the job. You may be new at the job. So you're trying to be relevant or gain relevance. Meanwhile, they throwing salt all in your game. On the low, you don't even know about it till somebody finally comes and pulls your coat about it. Like, did you know? Do you have a problem with such and such? Because they've been, do you have problems with such and such? Because do you have problems with such and such? Because they was talking about, yo, I'm thinking that maybe y'all been beefing. Because they've been lying through their teeth and, saying that to a whole lot of things, and they can talk about a whole lot of shit for real. And yo, I've watched my back if I'm talking about that motherfucker, because they stacking all this evidence against you, and I don't really think that half of the shit is true. But you cool with me, and I hope that I'm cool with you. But so this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna try to tell everybody that they should defuse all of this bullshit. Stay relevant. Stay relevant. Stay relevant. I need to make sure that I make an impression. But motherfuckers is trying to hate and they give me a lesson. Staying relevant is not something that's hard to do. Do your fucking job and keep your mouth shut too. Yeah, sometimes people gossip to stay relevant. You know that. Everybody got somebody in their circle or on their job that has to be the one in the know. And the one who knows the 411. Some people relish in being the one that knows everything about everybody. You know that some people relish in staying relevant by always knowing who broke up with who, who's sleeping with who just got divorced, who hiding something, who kids is fucked up, who. You know what I mean? Some of them will tell you, I'll find out for you what happened, blah, 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 blah. Like, you might not even be about that gossip life, but they draw you in. Like, oh, yeah, you know about such and such, right? Like, no, I don't know about such and such because I'm not about that life. Like, Y'all know. You know. All right. Let me see what y'all talking about. I know I'm missing a lot of y'all comments. But Barbara Hill C say, what's going on? Strip poker on Messenger? What I walk in on? Captain Lee says, and Omar, I'm getting my eyes checked on Wednesday. Do you need to go too? Yes. My shit, I mean, but I don't want to wear glasses. I want to just be able to see like I used to be able to. Seeing is so much fun. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Tonight we're talking about trying to stay relevant. Trying to stay relevant. Does relevant or trying to stay relevant doesn't mean trying to stay important, because undoubtedly you're not going to be important to everybody, but you may just be important to some people that are influential to you or that are under your influence. And you may like your status as being that, but what are you willing to do in order to stay relevant? Are you willing to bend over backwards? Are you going to take off your shirt and your drawers? Shout out to panties and bras. You know what I'm saying? I've read a status recently that a lot of women don't like wearing drawers and panties. Personally, I like both. You know what I mean? Cover that ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shorty, I mean, cover that ass. You ain't nothing wrong, you know. I like seeing panty lines. It's actually, you know, it's like a layer. You know, you see a panty line. It's like, yo, it's something going. It's a party going on behind that. Yeah, yo, it's an ass party going on behind friendly lines, man. You know, these allied forces. Okay. And so Jones says, joint federal travel regulation is used internationally. That was my bread and butter. Okay. Okay, I got you. And Brown Eyes, Carol Chamberlain on YouTube says, hugs for you, word up. And Brown Eyes says, my son was healthy. Toxicology report says it was natural causes. Wow. That is why I struggle, because at 28, he should have outlived me. Yeah, you ain't. See, that's very tragic. But that's what I'm talking about, how the cycle of life gets broken. But I guess, you know what I mean? I guess it all comes down to the cycle of life is really only determined by the Most High. It's in his plan. And unfortunately, whenever we try to be in denial of his plan, we by default have to follow it, you know. But I'm really sorry about that happening to you. That really is tragic. So I can totally understand how you feel. And she says, wait a minute. Okay. Every day is a struggle, but I'm doing the best I can because my son would want me to. I can understand that. How many new images of you you sent, Omar? Inquiring minds. I mean, I'm not showing my dick on the internet. No. Yo, on Facebook, people used to get into these groups. See, you can't do it like you used to. But before, they had all of these freak groups on Facebook, and people would be in there bearing all, and I said, what the fuck? See, Facebook shut all that shit down when they switched the secret groups to private. But in the secret groups, you used to be able to do whatever you wanted to do. Yeah. So nowadays people are doing a lot of things to try to stay relevant, but we talked about how being relevant or staying relevant at your job can affect your bottom line. But you may be in a personal relationship where staying relevant can affect you, because you know, you want to make sure that the one that you love, the one that you care for, the one that makes your heart beat fast and your twat get wet and your dick get hard, you want to make sure that they still have those same feelings for you. And one of the hardest things that you can experience is watching somebody that you want to keep near and dear to you slip away from you. And you feel like there's nothing you can do about it. And you also may feel like you caused it. Like, I didn't stay relevant in this person's life. I didn't do whatever I needed to do in order to secure their heart and secure their affection and secure their fidelity with me. So here they are leaving me, and I'm really trying to get them to stay, but I can't get them to stay. And it's tough because you may feel like you made them go away. You didn't stay exciting. You didn't do... Listen, I've heard women blame themselves for all kinds of ridiculous shit because they man either stepped out on them or didn't want them no more. You know, like, I mean, well, maybe if I would have cooked, because he did, like I cooked for him, but he ain't like the way I cooked. Or maybe I should have blew him, and, you know, he liked getting his dick sucked, and I ain't really like to do that, so I wouldn't do it. And now I lost him. Maybe if he came back, I'd do it, but I don't really want to do it. You know, blaming yourself for that. Or some other freaky type. Not that giving head is freaky, but there was a time when it kind of was. But there may be some type of freaky sexual behavior that your man wants to engage in, and you wouldn't engage in it with him. And now it's looking like you didn't do what was necessary in order to stay relevant. But sometimes your man or your woman is not even slipping away. But you feel like they're slipping away because of your insecurity. So you're doing whatever is necessary in order to stay relevant. So, yeah, now you doing all this extra freaky shit, whatever, when you don't even have to. Like, oh, I know I said I wouldn't do anal, but I'm willing to do anal. We want to do anal? Your man is like, nah, you know, I'm not really, before I wanted to, but we could do it. She feels insecure. She's afraid that old saying, what one person won't do for your man or your woman, the next man will, or the next woman will. So It's a tough situation, but trying to stay relevant. Now, you would think that the love and affection that y'all have for each other should be enough for y'all to keep relevant, stay relevant with each other, as long as y'all don't seriously violate the trust that you two have for each other, or don't totally disregard them or disrespect them. You would think that you would stay relevant. Some people do claim to have gotten bored. How can your man or your woman play out with you? Like, yeah, he played out. Like, such and such boring. He don't like to go out all the time. Or she don't like to do this. She don't want to do that. And does that mean that you're not relevant, though? Like, all of the good attributes that you saw in this person before, or that they saw in you before, all of that falls by the wayside of relevance, because now you've moved on to another sphere, another level, a different tier. Really? Right. Robbie Ming says, Omar, did you take your meds this morning? I don't know. I kind of like the way I act when I don't take them. Cal Chamberlain says, that requires lots of work and communication of your needs and expectations of each other. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. Personally, I don't think that you should bend over backwards in order to keep the love with somebody. You shouldn't have to, but you should communicate with that person and come to an understanding of what the other person needs and what you can provide, and do what's necessary in order to provide it. And I'm thinking that shouldn't be too hard, right? But evidently, with some people, it presents a hell of a challenge. With some people, it presents a hell of a challenge. But if you're dealing with somebody that doesn't really see things through to the end, then you already know what you're working with. So if you're dealing with somebody who does get bored with people, somebody that does move from relationship to relationship, that does just skip around a lot. They want to sample things. They don't really want to eat a meal. They want to a la carte their way through life. So, you know, I have a little of this, a bunch of appetizers, a little of that, and give me some mozzarella sticks, and give me some hot wings over here, and give me some stuffed mushrooms over here, or some mushroom poppers over here. And, oh, what's that? What you got? Oh, a little shrimp? Yeah, I have a couple. Yeah, give me one of them. You know, they don't treat life or love as an entree. They just want a sample. They want a sample. Marlene, 4093. Thanks for coming through, Marlene. Word up. About to get up out of here in a few minutes. We about to get out of here in a few minutes. But we was talking about trying to stay relevant. What you know? Trying to stay relevant. Trying not to play out. People out here in society trying not to play out in a game that they're not even being paid for, not being booked for. You ain't even out here on stage, but I guess sometimes the real stage is all up in your mind. It was all in my mind. Oh, now you want to come back? All right, man. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious February 22nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my girl April. Abril Jefferson, happy birthday to you, Abril. And also Rachel Hector, turning 31 years old today. And Tina Jenkins, turning 44 years old today. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? And Ayo Abadeo, Adebeo Madris, turning 41 years old today. And Herve Semexen, okay. And my auntie, Tina Neal, my auntie, talking about she's turning 23 years old today. Word, auntie. Word. Damn, my auntie younger than me. But, okay, all right. And also, Nati Dwayne Mukwana turning 44 years. Bow, 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 bow. And Delvia Berrien. Grew up right around the corner, across the street from the projects. Delvia's my people's right there. And last but not least, Camille Burns, turning 51 years old today. That's my baby mom right there. Camille Burns, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and any and everybody else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 22nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, trying to stay relevant, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But what it should mean more than anything else is making sure that you keep your self-respect, making sure that you keep the love that people have for you in check and in proper perspective. What it should mean to you is that you are staying in a place that you can look back on later on and say, I did the right thing, and I'm doing the right thing now. I did the right thing before, I'm doing the right thing now, and I'm going to do the right thing later on. That's how it goes down to the break. Y'all know. You know, so you know, you don't have to get caught up in all this whole crazy social media hype. And old or young, I see that you can get caught up in this shit. You know, listen, people been attention seeking for all of their lives, and it ain't gonna start now. If anything, social media has poured more fuel into the tank and given them a tune-up to be able to run that attention-seeking motor like crazy. But you don't have to do that. You don't owe nobody. You don't owe nobody a show every day or however you do it. You don't owe nobody that. I mean, sit back, relax, and chill. Do your thing. Yo, max out. We will be back tomorrow night. I'm going to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. You think I won't win? I will. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So check it out, right? So beat the game, right? So tomorrow on the Tomorrow on the Daily Go Get 'em is a show. I gotta fix this title. Okay. It's gonna be called The Runaway, The Getaway, Stay Away. The Runaway, The Getaway, and The Stay Away. And should I say, I should have said the Getaway. Oh, that I did write that. The Runaway. What we will be talking about tomorrow is, first of all, people who have actually ran away. Do y'all know anybody who ran away and actually stayed away? A lot of people run away. They ran away to their grandmother's house. They ran away from home, went to their grandmother's house, had to go back home. Some people ran away to their best friend's house, wound up coming back home. But some people actually ran away because there were so many terrible conditions at home that they said, I'm not going back. I refuse to take this abuse anymore. I'm going to go somewhere out there and I'm going to make it for myself. They ran away. It happens. And then you have people who went away. You know, when you go away, it's like you go away for a little while, but you're coming back. But you may actually leave just to get attention. Like, oh, I think such and such needs to find out what it's like for me not to be here, because you may be actually the one that's paying the bills and making things happen and people taking you for granted. So you went away for a little while. You didn't run away, but you went away. And then you have the getaway. The getaway, you know, just went on vacation. But some people drop everything and just go on vacation. Don't tell nobody where the fuck they went. Like, well, I'm grown. I ain't got to tell nobody where I went. And plus, I had to get away because people was tripping. This is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. The runaway, the getaway, and the go away? The runaway, the getaway, the... I'm going to fix it. Y'all see. You'll see. I'm going to thank all y'all for coming through. I hope y'all enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. And I do enjoy broadcasting it. You know what I'm saying? So this is how I'm trying to stay relevant with y'all. Please come to the show tomorrow. Please like the show. You know, press the like button. Please share the show. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Please. All right, y'all. Love is love, baby. So, all right, on the blog talk side, we going to get on about it. Hit a blog talk. A blog, blah, 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 the bliggy, bliggy, blog, the dang, it, dang, it, dang, diggy, diggy. So, blog talk, we out of here. I get back with y'all. I holler back. And.